the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD. Remember to stay well. That's what RadioMD is all about. This show is about teaching you how to stay well. That is, giving you the latest scientific data, putting it in understandable terms, having you ask questions when we don't, and us trying to do the best we can so that you can take control of your genes and live the youngest you can be with the most energy you can be. This is the second hour of the show. We normally run 2 hours on Saturday. Many stations carry just the first hour. Some carry just the second hour. You can always get us on RadioMD.com, or even better, you can log in on after Tuesday of the week and get us on RadioMD. If you go to RadioMD.com, you can get the archives and hear all of the shows. By the way, if you want to know what the show is about, just send us a letter. Subscribe at UDocs. Send us an email at UDocs@gmail.com, UDocs@gmail.com, with subscribe in the subject line, and we'll put you on the mailing list. If you want the top news of the week email, that is, we put all of the news of the week in an email, in a letter that we send out. There's no charge for either of these. You can also say subscribe to News of the Week in the subject line on that email you send to UDocs, UDocs@gmail.com, UDocs@gmail.com, and you can ask us questions anytime at that line, or by calling while the show's live. 5 to 7 on Saturdays is when we broadcast the show live. 877-711-5211 is the number to call. In case you missed it, I'm going to do a segment now that we started about 4 weeks ago. In case you missed it, after my writing partner Mehmet Oz's In Case You Missed It, but I'm going to talk about what was in the first hour. We talked in the Wellness Foreplay segment about breast cancer and how it correlates with skirt size, that is, growth in skirt size. If your skirt size has grown one size since age 25, that increases your risk of breast cancer 33%. Two sizes, 33% compounded, or 71%. So keeping abdominal waist thin is key. That also goes with the Well Beyond Wellness segment, which is the 20,700 person male people Swedish study, which showed that doing 5 healthy behaviors, managing your blood pressure, managing your waist size, eating a healthy diet, avoiding tobacco products, and what was the last one? I'm all of a sudden skimping on having only a moderate amount of alcohol at any one time. If you do those 5, you decrease your risk of a heart attack in this study by 80% over a 12-year period. So that was the Well Beyond Wellness tip of the week. We're now going to, and by the way, at 17 past the hour, Gary Ginsberg will be joining us. He's going to talk about 4 things: hosing down urban blight to protect public health, the dentist asked to stop mercury pollution of fish, non-slip chemicals are contaminating drinking water, what you should do about your own drinking water, and environmental damage is partly to blame for the outbreak of Ebola, and what that means for us here in America, with the Ebola virus predicted to hit 1.4 million people, 700,000 of them dying. That's a huge number, 700,000 deaths by the end of January 2015. We'll also get in the last half hour up to the story about the Odd Omega segment. Don't sweat the small stuff, because if you do, it will kill you. And how to avoid that, we're going to talk about that. We also, in the first hour, talked to Al Vernacchio. The book is For Goodness Sex. He's a wonderfully solid, and you want, if you have kids, teenage kids, read this book yourself. for Goodness Sex, and then give the book to them. It's just a wonderful book. And he obviously is a talented educator who talks to ninth graders and 12th graders about sexuality. And it was a wonderful interview segment. Let's go back to do some of the top news, and I'm going to do some quick hitters now because this is some very interesting studies. The first one, e-cigarettes are not helping cancer patients quit smoking. E-cigarettes steadily rising in popularity. They're sold, they're sold to kids. They're not sold for an aid to quit smoking. But in fact, the companies, especially Big Tobacco, says, wait a second, we're doing some good. These are to help you get off of cigarettes, real cigarettes. Yeah, right. Well, a new study of cancer patients, however, has suggested that patients using the devices are equally or less likely to quit smoking than those who don't try to use e-cigarettes in quitting. Smoking habits continue long after cancer diagnosis is made, often for people who are smoking. And approximately two-thirds of smokers diagnosed with cancer still continue smoking after the diagnosis, which is horrible because the cigarettes, the toxins from them, add to the inability to fight the cancer, decrease the ability of anti-cancer drugs to work, and increase the ability or your likelihood of eating things that cause the cancer to grow. At least that's according to these studies from Memorial Sloan Cancer Center in New York, which looked at investigating cessation outcomes for people using e-cigarettes. It didn't work. In the meanwhile, the article concludes, oncologists, that is cancer-treating doctors, should advise all smokers to quit smoking traditional combustible cigarettes, encourage use of FDA-approved cessation methods such as bupropion and nicotine patches, and refer patients for smoking cessation counseling and provide education. By the way, if you want a very successful program, we have one. We charge for it. It's at Enforcer, that's my name, EnforcerEcoaching.com, EnforcerEcoaching.com. It has about an 83.4% success rate, which is off the charts, but it does work. There is a charge for it, and it does take 7 months. After month one, you're off of cigarettes. By the way, you can email us questions at UDOCS, YOUDOCS at gmail.com. I'm not sure my email is working anymore, but try me. The last questions I got were it is working because I just got another question from someone named Debbie. And Debbie, thanks. And she asked the question, she said the same, were the behaviors that decreased all-cause mortality for the nurses' health study the same as in the male study in Sweden? And the answer is yes. It's eating a nutritious diet, which means avoiding the five food felons, added sugar, added syrups, any 100% whole grain, saturated fat and red meat, and trans fat, and everything else is fine. Maintaining a normal waist for height. Exercising, meaning physical activity of any kind, including walking 30 minutes a day, not smoking, and not drinking alcohol in excess. Thanks for the question, Debbie. The study, e-cigarettes don't help people quit smoking, at least not with cancer patients, which should be the most important group to get off cigarettes. The White House unveils a strategy to combat antibiotic resistance. Why is this important? Because we haven't had many new antibiotics. I think it's only one developed in the last 40 years. Antibiotic classes, that is, new classes of antibiotics. So we need to get this done right. We need to find new antibiotic classes. And the only way we're going to do this is if we study the bacteria that cause infections. That's what this episode, this new stuff. Stay tuned. We've got Gary Ginsberg coming right up on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit StrokeAssociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.